Something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Nicole Sandler back with you for round two of our nightly get-together here on Air America Radio. And actually, for once, the theme song doesn't fit. It does not fit because we are entering into uncharted territory. We're talking about actually having real health care reform in this country. And, well, we know where we are here with health care. We haven't had it ever, and it's a battle to try to get it. Earlier today, I filled in for Tom Hartman. I guest hosted the Tom Hartman program. And shortly before I went on the air, I got an email from Dennis Kucinich's office, just, you know, a regular email blast he sent out about a proposal that he was going to present, an amendment to the health care bill that was released earlier this week that would permit, well, you'll hear this. So I put in a call to his office saying I would love to have him on the show today. His person told me that because they were going to be marking up the bill, they didn't know what time they'd be voting or debating, and it might be hard to get him out. And I said, well, any time between noon and three, if he has just a couple of minutes, whatever I'm doing, I'll drop what I'm doing and go right to him. He called in with a minute to spare left in the program. So here's the conversation I had with Congressman Kucinich today. Okay. Hey, Ellen Ratner, you know what? I'm going to cut you short only because I have Congressman Dennis Kucinich on the line, and we've been hoping to get him all day. And he introduced an amendment today for a single-payer plan state by state. So we've got like a minute left. So thank you, Ellen. I'm going to talk to you later and bring on Congressman Kucinich.
Hi.
Congressman, we only have a minute, but I've been talking all day about the proposal you've introduced about a single payer and a state-by-state basis. Any word on how that's going?
Well, I'll be going to present this to the committee, hopefully within the hour. And the idea is to make sure that states like California or Oregon or Washington or any state in the union that wants to have its own single-payer system will not be barred by doing it from existing federal law. So we're trying to amend the federal law to open the door for states at a later date who want to have single payer. Without this amendment, by the way, the door on single payer could be effectively slammed here, and I want to make sure we keep that door open.
That is awesome. And as an aside or background, that's how Canada got it, right? Province by province. So this
right.
could lead to an eventual single payer system in this country.
Well, we want to make sure that option is kept alive. There are a dozen states where there's a strong single-payer movement. There's 550 labor organizations, 16,000 physicians, large 60% of Americans want it, 59% of physicians. Let's go for it. And that this committee amendment becomes very important. Thank you. Thanks, Ellen, for her grace in giving me this minute, too.
Thank you so much,
Congressman.
And you heard the music coming in because the show was over. Literally, we had a minute and a half there. So that was the last I heard of it, and I want to find out what has happened since then, if anything. Joining us on the line is a good friend of Congressman Kucinich's, he's my favorite activist, David Swanson from AfterDowningStreet.org, DavidSwanson.org, Democrats.com. And he wrote a great piece that's on opednews.com, not only about the Kucinich Amendment, but about another proposal that is going to be put forth. If it didn't happen today, then it's going to be tomorrow or Monday. So we'll try to unravel it all and figure it all out. David Swanson, thank you for staying up late and joining us tonight.
Thanks, Nicole. Great to be here.
Well, okay, so you heard what Dennis Kucinich said to me. So shortly after we spoke, I guess he introduced this amendment.
Indeed, and it was to be in a subcommittee, and was bumped up to the full committee, and is still alive and to be considered and voted on. And so, if you go to Progressive Democrats of America, pdamerica.org, or democrats.com, or afterdowningstreet.org, or any number of other sites of groups working on this, you'll find right at the top 26 names and phone numbers of the Democrats on the committee in the House that probably within the next 24 hours is going to be taking this up. And you can call them at any time and leave a message, or call them when their staffers are there and talk to them and say, for goodness sakes, whatever Congress does, leave states the freedom to find something better.
It makes all the sense in the world. So I actually, on my blog at radioornot.com, have the link to democrats.com.
Great.
Because I've been getting the emails from Bob Furtick. So that's there. You can also go to Progressive Democrats of America, any one of those other places that you mentioned. But this is very encouraging news. And he's not saying, you know, he's just saying leave the door open so that states can improve on whatever we come up with on a federal level.
Well, it's encouraging that there's this push, but it's always an uphill fight, and it will be a much harder one in the Senate, and we have to do both, but it's a start. And if we can make it, an issue that dominates the attention of everybody focused on healthcare and the corporate media in the next 24 hours, then we win, because this is not a discussion that has two sides to it. There is no legitimate argument for denying states the right to do single payer if they choose. I mean, you can claim it's unwise, it's expensive, inefficient, totalitarian, socialistic, whatever lies you want to tell about single payer, but you can't jump from that to denying states the right to do that if they choose to. And so the groups that are pushing hard and well for a public option because a single payer is not viable, if they want to join with single payer activists and these two progressive groups work together against the insurance companies and show their good faith to each other, here's the way to do it, because this is not about the viability of single payer in the bought and paid for Congress. This is about allowing states, not barring states, from doing what they want to provide their citizens with health care.
Absolutely. Again, it just makes sense. All right, so there's that going on. Now, Dennis Kucinich was also one of the authors of H.R. 676, the single-payer bill that, you know, is attributed to John Conyers. I guess they worked together on it. That you know, is basically, it's there. It's got something like 85 co-sponsors, but it's not under consideration. The single-payer was not even on the table, at least in the Senate. There's a congressman from New York, Anthony Weiner, who's going to introduce something in the Energy and Commerce Committee, an amendment that abolishes private insurance and creates a national single-payer system that would cover everyone, that would replace H.R. 676?
All right. So as you know, there are three different committees doing this thing, and we've been talking about Kucinich's amendment in the Education and Labor Committee. Now we have also Anthony Weiner's amendment in the Energy and Commerce Committee.
I see.
And this is an amendment, as you say, to effectively to take H.R. 676, to take a bill to create single payer at the national level and substitute it for this hodgepodge, disastrous piece of legislation that they've cobbled together. Now, of course, that is a much longer long shot. I mean, there is no reason to believe we're going to be able to get these people who've meticulously banged out this piece of legislation to simply toss it and go with H.R. 676.
Oh, so this would toss the Tri-Committee Health Reform Bill. Is that one that they're calling what are they calling it? The
Healthcare Reform,
the Affordable Health Choices Act or something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is a radical amendment. This is an amendment that would effectively substitute single-payer health coverage for this bailout of the private insurance companies combined with a public option. And so it would be a wonderful thing, and it ought to be supported, and we ought to be hammering away in demanding it for all the same reasons that we've been pushing single-payer uphill in Washington for these past months, because this is how we push our agenda and move with the best hope of a decent compromise, of a better public option than what's there. But the thing that really has us has a fighting chance and is going to get us the way that Canada got to single payer is Kucinich's amendment. And they have no argument against it, and yet the White House and the leadership are working hard to stop it. And apparently moved it to the full committee, believing that would be an easier place to stop it. And so we need to be calling at least those 26 Democrats, if not some of the Republicans who talk about states' rights all the time.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to take that list and actually post the names and numbers on my blog. I'll even do it during the next break. And again, you can call even tonight. You'll get voicemail and leave a message. Every call will count, right?
Absolutely. You know, if one of these members is your member and you are a constituent, make that very, very clear and leave your address and phone number. But otherwise, don't say whether you're a constituent or not. You're an American and you have an opinion and you want them to represent you and 60 to 70% of Americans on this committee, and not engage in an absolutely unconstitutional abuse of denying states the power to provide their citizens with health care.
Absolutely. So this proposal, this amendment, or this swap by Wiener, Representative Wiener, is a nice, you know, good for him for trying to do this, but realistically, that's not going to go anywhere. But Congressman Kucinich's proposal is a realistic thing that would actually keep a single-payer option alive. Without this, it's dead in the water.
Yeah, I you know, everybody knows that the opinion of a lot of us is that we need single payer. We need it at the national level. It's at the national level that we get the greatest economic stimulus and savings in waste and bureaucracy. At the state level, it won't do as much good in any state as it would do us all nationally. But this is something that can very easily be done and needs to be done. And then we have states that can very easily move forward. I mean, in California, there's only two things blocking single payer, Congress and the governor. There are states that are ready to do it. We just have to leave them that option.
Right. And as I said in the conversation with Congressman Kucinich, that's how they got it in Canada. It started off province by province. And eventually it turned into a national program. So the same thing could realistically happen here. All right. Well, this is our action call. I had an interview yesterday with Congressman John Dingell of Michigan. And he said, you know what, the people, and he's in favor of a single payer plan as well. What he said is, I'm not hearing from enough people who are demanding this. He said, I'm hearing as much from the people who are against health care reform as I am from those who are in favor of it. And some of his colleagues, he said, are getting more calls to the negative than the positive. So we really need to get on the stick here and start making phone calls.
And this is a guy whose father first introduced single payer in our Congress decades ago, who understands it and yet understands the compromises and corruption that are going on. But we, in the activist community for justice, do not quite understand the stakes here and what motivates people to action, because the public option has a real hard time inspiring people. Nobody is sitting in or protesting or speaking out or going to jail or leaving home to travel and making phone calls night and day for public option. It's hard to motivate because it's such a complicated compromise and you can't be clear whether it's actually a step forward or back. But single payer, healthcare as a right, as a civil rights issue, inspires action, and that action gets heard in the halls of Congress. And so pushing for single payer is very, very helpful, even if what you're hoping for as a viable outcome is the best possible public option, because you don't compromise and then make your ask. You ask for what you want, for what inspires you, and then you compromise where you have to. And that allows you to see clearly that we have to at least allow single payer to happen at the state level.
You got that right. David Swanson, thank you for staying up late. I'm going to take a break here and come back, and I'm going to make some phone calls live on the air. So maybe that'll
wonderful.
Maybe that'll urge some people to do it. And by the way, my interview with Congressman John Dingell is posted on my blog at RadioOrNot.com, and I urge people to listen to it because you know, he's been there, done that, and he says that's the way we need to go. David Swanson from AfterDowningStreet.org. Democrats.com, Progressive Democrats of America. He's got a new book coming out soon, Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union. And when the book comes out, we'll definitely do an interview on that, too. David, go get some sleep. Thanks for staying up late with us. I'm Nicole Sandler. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Nicole Sandler.